Married at First Sight reunion dinner party last night. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, God, it popped off, didn't it?
Oh, I love how there's only red wine, but none of it was thrown. That was a bit sad. I felt like there were some throwing opportunities.
Mm, there really was. People did get fired up, and you could tell that a couple of them had maybe a beverage too many.
What was with Jason's eyeballs? He had a hickey on his neck, and also he looked like he'd been up for 7 days.
Okay, well. Maybe Jake knows. He's on the line now. Morning, Jake.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, we're good. Thanks, mate.
We're good. Dinner party was pretty intense. A lot of people coming in single, some people coming in together. You're one of the single ones. You and Beck didn't work out.
Oh, big surprise, is it?
Yeah.
For many? Yeah, I walked in by myself last night. So, yeah, it's quite relieving, to be honest.
Right, so you got to the end, you did your vows, and then you went over to Perth and to try and spend time with her. You were there for like 3 weeks. She caught up with you a couple of times over that period, but really wasn't making any effort. What made you buy the ticket? Like, why did you go to Perth? Because, I mean, from what we saw, it just made no sense at all.
Yeah, I think, look, honestly, guys, behind the scenes of the filming and that, Beck was telling me everything I wanted to hear. She was telling me that she really liked me. We were more affectionate away from camera. So for me, the feelings were growing behind the scenes. And that was one of the biggest frustrations, I guess, for me taking it to the ends of the vows is that, I want you to tell how you feel about me in front of everyone. And then let's take it from there. So the plan was is that we're just going to see how we're like on the outside world and go from there and go into each other's lives back home. And, yeah, I was in Perth for 20 days and she made an effort to see me for two of those days. And that was pretty clear evidence to me that she wasn't into me.
We just thought you bought the ticket because you thought she was hot. So that's why you went over there.
Yeah, the look on your face when you bought the ticket was like, ooh.
Ooh, baby.
Definitely not the case. Look, she's obviously, she's an attractive lady, but at the end of the day, it comes down to personality, doesn't it? And I wish I had been a little bit smarter throughout the experiment, to be honest.
I guess the other thing that came out last night, and I think that she had kind of secretly maybe loved it, the fact that you and Booker had a bit of a New Year's kiss. And I've seen the video of you two having the peck. And I understand on New Year's, it's like, Happy New Year, and you can kiss all your mates and whatever, that's fine. But it was a little bit lingering. Did you two have like a secret boner for each other?
No, not at all. Honestly, it's quite funny looking back on it. Booker and I have known each other about 12 months before the experiment.
We did some work
with each other, but we've never, ever been together romantically together at all. So it was just one of those things, New Year's Eve, and, it's really disappointing because for Beck to think that we were even considered to be in a relationship at that point is quite laughable. And to kind of bring it out of the reunion and make me feel and sound like, I'd gone behind her back and cheated on her was just a bit of a backhand, to be honest, because, she told me leading up, even before New Year's Eve, that she couldn't give me what I wanted and she didn't want things to work out. So, it was just one of those things. She took the opportunity to make a moment of something that wasn't there. And, it's disappointing, but it is what it is. Booker and Beck were hanging out like 3 days after and doing stuff together and they're still best mates. And I don't know about you, but if I was cheated on by someone, I wouldn't be hanging out with them and talking to them at all as well. So it's all for the smoke and screens, I think.
Yeah, Jake, so, I mean, Bryce copped a lot of flack for his behaviour right across the season, and deservedly so, but Beck seemed to be able to get away with treating you pretty poorly. I mean, you say there was a lot more going on behind the scenes that we didn't see where she was more affectionate, but to us, it looked like she was putting a lot on you, but also not giving you anything, so making it like, oh, it's his fault, it's he's boring, he seems old, he's the one that's, and you're there like, I just want to love you, mate. And, so it's almost like a little, I know it's a buzzword at the moment, it's almost like a bit of a gaslighting thing where it's all your fault, whereas it actually seemed like it was her that was causing the issues. Did you feel like that at all?
Yeah, I did, honestly. I felt like I was putting my best foot forward And look, it's been documented very well that my past relationships haven't worked because of my own fault. So I was really committed to trying to work through things in a relationship and figure out maybe was I the issue or what's going on with my relationship. So it was challenging. I think if anything, all of Australia learnt what gaslighting is. I mean, I never really truly knew what the definition was, and there's a big part of it in place during this series. But I felt like I was doing everything I could, and I was met with a brick wall most of the time, which is unfortunate, but it all worked out for the best, I think, in the end.
Yeah. So it just seemed like she didn't want to leave the show, but was coming up with excuses not to go, and yeah, it was just very confusing.
Yeah.
We've seen on Insta that you may be dating a personal trainer / influencer, Sophie. How's that going?
Good. Don't you love social media?
Yeah. It's going good.
It's going really well.
Oh, yeah, awesome. Lovely.
Glad to hear it, mate. That's what we want to hear.
Yay.
All right. Well, thanks heaps for your time, man. It was really good to talk to you and great to see you on the show. And hopefully you come back to Geelong sometime soon. You can pop into the studio and say good day.
I love that, guys. It would be awesome.
Awesome.
Bring Soph.
Yeah, bring Soph. That's Loggy saying that, not me. Okay, so Married at First Sight, there's one episode left to go.
Yes. Controversial, mate.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're expecting it to be Sunday night on Channel 9.